This has been one of those days that is very pretty to look at, but it's a bit on the harsh side to be out in. Temperatures this afternoon have been in the teens and 20s, and when you factor in the breeze, which isn't really super gusty today, but gusty enough to add a bite to this already cold air, it's certainly cold enough to bundle up if you are going to be outside, and that's going to be the theme as we head into tonight. We've had that nice deep blue sky all day, we'll have clear skies through the night, and the wind will become a bit less gusty, so it's not going to be quite that biting wind, but even when there's a little bit of a breeze and these temperatures are cold, it does make it feel a few degrees colder. Overnight lows will be generally in the single digits above and below zero, so it's going to be quite cold as you step out the door tomorrow morning, and the kids will definitely need all of the winter weather gear at the bus stop. Coming up during the day tomorrow, it's going to be quiet weather-wise. And I will say, just to kind of jump ahead, there's really no significant weather coming over the next several days. It's still pretty cold tomorrow, and then we'll see that trend warm in the coming days. So temperatures will bounce back Wednesday and Thursday. So let's talk about tomorrow with a cold start in the morning. And there is going to be enough wind to make it feel a bit colder than what the thermometer says. And as the day moves along, we'll see sunshine. We're going to see some middle and high clouds come in tomorrow afternoon, so that'll kind of dim the sun a little bit, may result in a milky appearance to the sky. So I don't think it's going to be quite that deep blue sky tomorrow like we had during the day today. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the upper teens and low to mid 20s, so it's going to be another cold day. It's not going to be as windy as today has been. And then by Wednesday, we'll see sunshine, and temperatures will bounce back into the low to mid-30s on Wednesday. So that gets us back to around average or so, or maybe even a bit above, depending upon exactly how warm it gets. And by Thursday, we will see temperatures climb into the 30s and low 40s. So that's going to feel quite nice after the chilly weather around today and tomorrow as those temperatures warm up coming up in the next few days after that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clear and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, cold, with highs in the upper teens to low 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, clear and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and high clouds, cold, with highs in the upper teens and low 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clear and cold, lows in the single digits to around 10. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and high clouds, with a high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight clear and cold, lows in the single digits, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and high clouds, highs in the low to mid-20s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and not as cold, highs in the low to mid-30s, and on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun and warmer, with highs in the 30s to low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.